This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Going to be enough? When is the death toll, the genocide by medical tyranny, going to be enough to wake up humanity, Congress, the governors, to stand against this global UN takeover? It is Sunday, March 24th, the year is 2021, and Marvelous Marvin Hagler, one of my favorite boxers, world champion medium weight, died. And friends and family said that he was admitted to the hospital one day after getting an mRNA vaccine and was fighting for his life from the, quote, effects of the vaccine and died. When we come back, next segment on this live Sunday transmission with myself and Owen Schroyer, we're going to lay out the facts and what's really happening and how to stop it. Because after all, they're having a big problem covering up the incredible death toll. And the question is, why would they roll something out like this knowing they would get caught? Who's got a gun to Big Pharma's head to do this? I've got the answer straight ahead. This is InfoWars. I'm Alex Jones. Tomorrow's news today.
Ladies and gentlemen, Owen Schroyer sitting in the InfoWars world headquarters here in Austin, Texas. I have a ton of news that I'm going to be getting to in the next 2 hours. Of course, we have a emergency report coming up from Alex Jones on that subject that you just heard of, people dying from the vaccine. And, you know, it is a real strange time to be alive, because if you're having conversations with people, you realize, hey, you know what, even the liberals, you know, even the Trump dissidents, even some of the TDS people are kind of starting to realize, maybe I've been duped. Maybe I've become a pawn of the establishment. Hey, you know, I don't want to take a vaccine. Hey, I don't want to wear a mask. And now that you see some things starting to reopen, people starting to get out into the world again, they realize, you know, maybe there's nothing to be afraid of. Maybe I shouldn't be so afraid. And so what we're seeing now is it's the most brainwashed, propagandized, Stockholm syndrome people are going to go deeper into their trance, deeper into their programming, and really just fully commit to this, to being pawns of the New World Order. Versus people who are kind of just deceived, but maybe didn't really invest too much time or research into these issues, but did what they felt was good emotionally and kind of bought into the mainstream propaganda, didn't really think all the networks and Hollywood celebs would be lying to them. But now they're kind of starting to open their eyes as the tyranny gets worse. Freedom is popular. And you can only take freedom away from people who yearn to be free for so long before almost like a drug addict, kind of, except it's not a drug, but you want it again. You want to be free. You want to go out and not see a bunch of people in masks. You want to be able to go back to work without taking a vaccine. You're sick of debating, should the schools be open or closed? You're sick of wondering, can I go to church this week or not? You're sick of wondering, when can I take the mask off? But I'm noticing, as some people are kind of having their awakening, even celebrities will talk about, like Sarah Silverman. Oh, she doesn't want to be associated with the Democrat Party anymore. Oh, that's funny. But hey, good for her. Maybe she's getting it. You know what? I was just used by these people, and now I look like an idiot. I don't want to look like that anymore. Good for her. But there's all kinds of weirdness going on. We've got a video of a lady who's a hero here in Texas who got arrested for refusing to wear a mask into a Bank of America. You know, it makes it really hard to be with Back the Blue. It makes it really hard to fully commit to Blue Lives Matter when you see stuff like this. It's going to really make it hard not to say defund the police when they're being used to arrest kind old ladies like this. Shouldn't even call her old. She's obviously young at heart and spirit, but she gets arrested. She gets thrown to the ground. because she doesn't want to put a mask on. I mean, how dare she want to breathe free air? Oh, by the way, more bad news for Cuomo. You thought he just sent COVID into the nursing homes? Uh-oh. Looks like he got caught sending it somewhere else as well.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
The undisputed middleweight champion of the world, Marvelous Marvin Hagler, is dead today. According to friends and family, he died from the effects of the vaccine. He was admitted to the emergency room yesterday and died today after taking the vaccine, just like Hank Aaron. And I'll talk about that here in just a moment. But if you remember, last year, Bill Gates said on national TV that 80% of people would get bad side effects and that 700,000 people would get sick or die. Think about that, ladies and gentlemen. How would he even know that with unapproved vaccines that they're now testing that are unapproved? Because they tested them secretly in animals years before they rolled out COVID-19. This is a large strategic plan. It's not the virus you've got to fear. It is the effects of the vaccine. It's not a vaccine. That's mRNA and goes in and reprograms your body and makes your body attack itself. That's why 2.5 months ago, England, 1 week into their vaccination program, the first country to do it, they banned giving above 75-year-olds the shot because it was killing so many. Well, Marvelous Marvin Hagler was 66. They also say pregnant women shouldn't take it. Doesn't stop the U.S. government pushing on pregnant women and children, including babies. So he's dead now. Now, it's easy to cover up the massive deaths in nursing homes and the massive deaths at nun convents and the massive deaths taking place inside hospitals from the vaccine. But all the famous people dying from it, they're having a real problem. And if you remember when Hank Aaron died after taking the second shot of the Pfizer shot, the media said, oh, we talked to the medical examiner. They did an autopsy. He didn't die of the COVID-19 vaccine. The family came out and told Robert Kennedy Jr. that they didn't do an autopsy and that he died after the second shot. So again, ladies and gentlemen, I have stacks of articles every day of 25-year-old women, 15-year-old men, 80-year-old people, 35-year-old people. I mean, you name it, dying constantly. And these are just the ones that are getting reported to the press. We're talking about the organs liquefying. Here's just one on InfoWars.com today. There's like five of them up there today. Physical therapist, 28, dies 2 days after receiving COVID-19 vaccine. Out in Utah, this 30-something-year-old mother who had a 9-year-old daughter, totally healthy, a nurse, took the vaccine. Her liver liquefied, and they said she died of the vaccine, but it'd be hard to prove. That's what the medical examiner said. Plus, these companies have liability protection from this. So are you going to sit here and take this? Why are they doing it? Why would they roll something out, skip animal trials? Because they already did animal trials under the guise of other similar vaccines before and knew what it did to the animals, which was sterilize them, make them sick, make them have autoimmune disorders, make them have a cytokine storm, really bad allergic reactions. And most of the top scientists, including the former chief scientist at Pfizer, went public and said, don't take this, and filed an emergency injunction back in December with Wolfgang Woodard in the EU. And India and Switzerland and South Africa and a bunch of other countries have pulled these vaccines and said they're not safe and said, plus, they don't protect you from COVID-19. And guess what? That's in the news today as well. Canadian health chief says COVID restrictions may continue even after taking vaccine. And Biden went on TV 3 nights ago and said, it doesn't matter if you have the vaccine, you're still locked down. This is permanent martial law. You can't create a vaccine for the common cold. COVID is a patented synthetic cold virus, so they own it. Anybody will die without vitamin B12, without vitamin D3, without vitamin C and zinc. If you don't have those things, you die. Any virus can kill you. Any virus can go in and replicate your cells. That's why they don't want you to know that, or about hydroxychloroquine, or any of it, ladies and gentlemen. Any of it. So this is a takeover. And they want to just normalize that, be a hero, go take the shot. So all these sports icons roll their sleeves up, they go take it, and they die. And then, of course, you've got Ben Stein. He took one of the mRNA vaccines and called it a killer, but said, oh, I'm not attacking vaccines, because he knows you'll get demonized if you do that, because Big Tech's merged with Big Pharma and says you can't do it.
A word of warning to you, my fellow Americans, or whatever you are. I had the COVID booster, the Moderna, about 4 or 5 days ago, and I'm still feeling wild side effects from it. Like I had the worst flu in the world, extreme shortness of breath, a dizziness, fatigue, extremely irrational thinking. It has just been devastating. I'm glad I got it. Sort of glad. I don't know. Just a little bit glad, and also not quite so glad. But it has just got to be told to the people, us people, we people, us people, that this booster is a killer. I mean, it's not going to kill you, literally, but it is very, very strong. Beware.
So Marvelous Marvin Hagler could survive all those incredible boxing matches. He could go through all the grueling training. He could be the world champion and be loved all over the world. And he could be successful in life and defeat all those adversities, but he couldn't, at 66 years old, defeat the vaccine that he took, which they're saying is an mRNA vaccine. Ladies and gentlemen, you can't have companies with liability protection that are allowed to do this and then have government try to mandate it and make us take it to, quote, be able to taste freedom, as CNN said. And then, of course, they then take that freedom away as well. This is a black hole. This is a bear trap. This is a takeover. So I'm going to leave you with some of the famous highlights of Marvelous Marvin Hagler. And then we're going to go to the live show today with Owen Schroyer, doing a great job here on the Alex Jones Show. I'll be back in studio tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. But be safe out there. And one more point. I have friends, I have neighbors, I have family that are like, Alex, we've heard your opinion about the vaccine. We've heard your opinion about the death numbers being exaggerated. You're probably right, but stop giving us information. Well, you know what? I'm going to give my friends, my family, my neighbors information. If more people would have warned folks about Hank Aaron dying, then Marvelous Marvin Hagler probably wouldn't have died, and many, many others. Because remember, he's famous. He's a world champion. The average person in a nursing home getting killed, you're not hearing about. Most nursing homes are in on it, and they're not reporting it. But the ones that do are like, yeah, we got 50 people, 3 died. We got 100 people, 10 died. We've got 200 nuns, 15 died. I mean, these are the numbers coming out. Large numbers of old people die within hours or days of taking it. This is euthanasia. And Bill Gates runs this whole thing and famously said, get rid of old people. To, quote, save money. It's eugenics. It's teaching you to have no heart, to have no soul, and to not value your humanity. And once you don't value your humanity, the globalists can take your rights as well. We need to come together and defend each other's freedoms. That's why they're dividing us along race and religion and sex and all this crap, because it's an anti-human globalist takeover. We've all got our differences, but we also have the globalists out to get all of us. So that should unify us against the New World Order. And InfoWars stands steadfastly here as a beacon of truth, warning the world. So remember, all of you, spread the word tonight about this broadcast, what really happened to Hank Aaron, to Marvelous Marvin, and so many others. God bless, my friends, and good luck. Now the show's turned over to Owen Schroyer.
From Brockton, Massachusetts, middleweight champion of the world, Marvelous Marvin Hagler.
Punch in the boxing business, or Hagler is not a good puncher.
Well, as you pointed out before, Hagler is a very strong guy, but he's a clubber.
What do you mean by a clubber?
Well, he doesn't have that real snap in a punch. He has strong arms.
All over.
That right hand was a number.
Well, we have
47 seconds to go.
No, it's all over, Gil.
Yeah, it looks that way.
It's all over.
They should stop this fight. Hagler just looked at the referee and asked him to stop it.
Yeah. It's all over. There it is.
Almost lost it just now, but he punched it back in himself. Warren, a good left hook for a change. On another.
He weighed in at 162. The fighters had agreed to a 162 minimum and seals it down. A right hook from Hagler now will just try to get himself back together from that tough right hook from Marvin Hagler.
We have just been watching some replays of Marvelous Marvin Hagler, who Thomas Hearns, another famous boxer back in the day, first reported Hagler in the ICU after taking COVID vaccines. Very bad side effects, died hours later. So we're going to have more of that coming up. You know, it's weird watching old sports. It's almost sad because old sports were so much more fun and so much more enjoyable and palatable and consumable than what you get nowadays. It's more fun to watch replays of old sports than anything new. And it's just a sign of how culture's going.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to Avid Biotech Stock Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
We're going to get into all the news in the next hour and a half here on the Alex Jones Show. We've got liberal, Democrat, progressives, the Biden promotion remorse, the Biden voter remorse, the liberal party, Democrat party politic remorse. You've got more people dropping dead of the vaccine. They can't hide it anymore, though they deny it. You've got odd developments now. I know that we don't care about the royal family, but you see, this is a global cabal that we're dealing with, and so there's a hint of that with what's going on with Meghan Markle and the fake Prince Harry. And so we'll touch on that a little bit. You have left-wing Democrat terrorism taking place all weekend long. Did you even hear about it in the mainstream news? Across the nation, in the name of Floyd, in the name of Breonna Taylor, in the name of what other mainstream media propaganda they push to get black people to hate police or white people or burn their cities to the ground. Yeah, it happened all weekend long. You didn't hear about it, though, did you? So we've got that coming up. Meanwhile, you still don't know who shot Ashley Babbitt. So once again, the big lie of racism and police exposed again. Well, if it was a white person, well, what about Ashley Babbitt? And we don't get to know her shooter, executed on film. But they don't rally, they don't riot, they don't say her name. But so we'll cover all the left-wing violence coming up. And then also you have a woman arrested and beaten by a police officer for refusing to wear a mask in a Bank of America, which is ironic since the mask mandate has been lifted here in Texas. And I went out this weekend to socialize really for the first time in a while. And the streets of Austin were packed. Hundreds lined up to go into bars. Some people were still wearing their masks. I chose not to and was pleasantly never asked to put one on. Boy, that's nice to be free. Hey, you want to wear the mask? Fine. I don't. My friends don't. And no one bothered us about it. And that's nice. And guess what? Of the thousands of people that were out packed into bars in Austin, Texas this weekend, nobody's going to get sick. But that doesn't matter. We got a vaccine we got to sell you. We got fear we got to sell you. We got to put our boot on your neck, and we have to lie to you via the mainstream media to get you to comply. Oh, and also bad news for Andrew Cuomo. It only gets worse for Cuomo. And so if you thought the nursing home deaths were going to go away with the six or seven or whatever accusers now we're at of the number of accusers against Cuomo, well, a new ripple in this story has just come about. It looks like Cuomo was not only sending COVID into the nursing home, but was also sending COVID into offices, the New York office for people with developmental disabilities, where they have like housing and staffing taking care of people with disabilities. It looks like Cuomo also sent people with COVID into there, which once again resulted in this case, at least hundreds of deaths and thousands of infections. So the Cuomo legacy just gets worse. But how about marvelous Marvin Hagler dead after receiving a COVID vaccine? Now, let's be clear about something. You want to know there's an agenda. You want to know there's a narrative. You want to know the signs. So, tell me how this works. Every person that dies, they look for any reason to say that that death was from COVID. Well, why would that be? Well, the hospitals get $12,000 payouts for having COVID-positive patients, and then they get a bonus $49,000. This is just kind of the average of what these hospitals are making. This is all confirmed by doctors and everything. And then you could get about $49,000 if you put them on ventilators, which may blow their lungs out and kill them. You get the payday. It doesn't matter to you. So everything is COVID. The flu is COVID. Pneumonia is COVID. Cancer is COVID. Lou Gehrig's disease is COVID. Run over by a car is COVID. Shoot yourself in the head is COVID. It's all COVID. And the hospitals get the payout, so they don't mind. Yeah, sure, this person came in with multiple gunshot wounds. COVID. And that's a common story. Just look at the Denver death counts. Look at all of them. So it's always COVID, no matter what, because there's an agenda there. Well, how about look at the response with the vaccine? Well, it's the truth. Hank Aaron got the vaccine and then unexpectedly died. It's true that Marvelous Marvin Hagler got the vaccine and then within hours died. That's just true. Both unexpected deaths. They don't know why they died, and why won't they even mention the vaccine? Because, see, that's part of the agenda. So the agenda was everything's COVID, but with the vaccine, nothing is the vaccine. That's clear and present evidence that there is an agenda afoot when that's the dichotomy of the coverage and the approach to these two different circumstances. Everything's COVID, nothing is ever the vaccine. It doesn't matter that Bill Gates admits there's going to be thousands of people that have negative side effects, or hundreds of thousands. It doesn't matter. He admits that on TV, the main guy pushing this, he's the main advocate. Why? I don't know. I guess you could take a guess. Or you could just listen to his own speech at TED Talk saying he wants all humans to die. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm paraphrasing. He said he only wants carbon emissions down to zero, which in his mathematical formula that he puts on the board that had P in it representing people, he said that had to get to zero. But, you know, just paraphrasing, he wants you dead. So he promotes the vaccine, and then Fauci, in an incredible interview with a Mexican comedian actor, admits in the live interview just what InfoWars has been saying. This is not a vaccine. This is a brand new science. This is a brand new technology, biotechnology, never been used before. We're testing it on you humans right now. I don't want to play the video because I aired it 100 times on Friday, but the full video is at band.video and in stories, just linked into stories at InfoWars.com. But then Fauci has the nerve to come out the next day. So after Fauci says this is an experimental technology, it's not even a vaccine, we're testing it on humans right now for the first time, in a live interview he admits all of that, making InfoWars next year's news today. And then the next day he comes out and he says it's disturbing that Trump voters are skeptical of the experimental mRNA vaccine. Oh, it's disturbing that we're free thinkers to Anthony Fauci. It's disturbing that we believe we have medical freedom of choice. That's disturbing to Anthony Fauci. See, he wants everybody to roll up that sleeve and take that jab. He's a medical tyrant. And then he's urging that Trump tells his supporters to get the COVID vaccine. Oh, that's not scary at all. So let me get this straight. A virus so deadly, I don't even know I have it, and a vaccine so effective and efficient that you have to force me to take it. Something doesn't add up there. Something seems to be missing there. And then he admits it's an untested science, and we have all these people dying after they take the vaccine. Boy, common sense and logic would say, I don't trust Fauci, I don't trust the vaccine, and I'm still alive, and the death count hasn't changed, and the deadliest pandemic.
We're shooting this on the evening of Monday, March 1st, 2021. And in just 6 days, this Saturday, the biggest sale ever on storable food is going to end. Because of the ice storms, the problems around the country, our big supplier, highest quality storable food at the lowest price, My Patriot, is giving us the best deal ever. Free shipping on all of their storable food, and that's a big cost of storable food is the shipping because it weighs a lot, and 10% off on top of it. You won't see this deal come along for a long, long time. You've got until this Saturday, the 6th of March, 2021, and then contractually they have to end the sale because they have hundreds of distributors, and they're getting mad that we're undercutting the price, and they decided to do this. So it's exclusively available. There's a few days left at InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com. Takes you right to specials. All their food, all their packages, 1 month, 6 months, a year. It's all PrepareWithAlex.com. Take advantage of it now, and it funds the InfoWar.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
All right, let me bear down and focus on the latest vaccine news and the Marvin Hagler story. So let me just, again, revert to the big news from last week, if you haven't seen this, where Anthony Fauci admits in a live interview that this is not a vaccine. This is experimental mRNA gene therapy. It's never been tested. I mean, he said, he's like, the good news is so far it's not been so bad. The good news is. Well, pretty bad for Hank Aaron and his family, pretty bad for the nurse in Las Vegas and everywhere else and all the people that have died from it. So, you know, kind of sucks for them, though. But for Fauci, it's been good. I mean, the numbers are pretty good. For a worldwide human experiment with a brand new technology, only thousands dead? That's not bad. That's not bad. Sure, we rebranded the flu as fear porn for COVID to put you in fear. But you know what? Only thousands of you have died. So it's not so bad. It's pretty good. And he says it all in the interview. It's just shocking. It's like, if you take what he says at face value, I mean, he just admitted all of it. But, you know, it doesn't make headlines. Nobody blinks an eye. It's whatever. So Fauci admits it's experimental. He admits it's also not even effective because you get the vaccine, you still have to wear the mask, you still have to socially distance, you still can't go to school and church because they don't know. It's in the trial phase. They don't know. Maybe you can still spread it. Maybe you can still get it. Maybe you can still die from it. Maybe it'll be worse when you get it. They don't know. It's all being tested right now. And he admits it, but see, he's so arrogant, he's such a medical tyrant, that he's disturbed that Trump voters are skeptical of taking the vaccine and don't want to. And he's urging Trump to tell his supporters to take the vaccine. That's not going to go well. And Trump's not going to do it. At least, I hope. It'd be a bad move politically. You'd think it'd be a bad move, you know, just across the board politically to say, hey, I'm introducing medical tyranny. Big pharma tyranny. You have to take this big pharmaceutical product. You have to consume it. It's freedom. Or if you want to be free again, just do as I say. That's freedom, folks. Don't you know? Freedom in the 21st century under Fauci and Gates and Biden. Do what I say and you can be free. Oh, that's nice. So now, Marvin Hagler. Marvelous Marvin Hagler, a world-famous boxer, champion boxer, gets the vaccine hours later in the ICU fighting the side effects. And it ends up being Thomas Hearns, who was a famous boxer as well back in the day, a champion boxer in his own right, said Hagler's in ICU fighting the side effects of the vaccine, and then, of course, Marvin Hagler dies. And so the media has to rush. The media, owned by Big Pharma, has to rush to cover this up, has to rush to set the narrative straight. Oh, no, 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 no. Don't you mention that he took the vaccine. That's in bad taste. Don't you dare mention that. Somebody gets shot in Denver, Colorado. Somebody gets run over in New York. They died of COVID. But you don't dare mention that Hagler got the vaccine hours before he died. You don't dare bring that up. Fauci's very upset with you. And then here come the headlines. Anti-vaxxers try to hijack. We're hijacking the death. I've hijacked his death, folks. I've hijacked it. I've stolen it. It's mine now. My death. No, Marvin Hagler died from the vaccine. That's not me hijacking the death. That's the New World Order hijacking his life. That's the New World Order hijacking him and killing him. But it's all a global population control agenda. Anti-vaxxers try to hijack the death of boxing legend Marvin Hagler, falsely claiming he died from vaccine side effects. Falsely claiming. How do you know? You don't know. You're owned by Big Pharmaceutical. You are paid fake news. You're scum. Falsely claiming, but you don't know. And I mean, the crazy thing is, like, they interview his family, they talk to Hearns, and they're like, yeah, he just got the vaccine and immediately died. Like, yeah, this was out of nowhere. We had no idea. Oh, he was in great health. This was so unexpected. So what was the difference? What was the variable? The vaccine. Well, that was a Hey, whoa. Hey, look. Listen. We got a global extermination thing going here, okay? And we got this new trial biotechnology that we want to test on humans before we give ourselves the real stuff. So, you know, maybe just not mention the vaccine. Just don't even, you know what I mean? Just don't publish any headlines about that either. And if you do, just attack the people that would even mention the vaccine. And please, don't bring up that he got the vaccine hours before he died either. You don't want to do that. We're running a very, very important worldwide experiment right now on you. So you just don't want to mention that vaccine, all right? It's just not a good idea for you. So he didn't die of the vaccine, even though we don't know what he died of, and it was all very suspicious right after the vaccine and unexpected. But do not mention that vaccine. You can't do it. And if you do, you're hijacking his death. Even though you hijacked his life when you killed him with the vaccine. And so here's the amazing thing, because I don't know if my dad had heard about Marvin Hagler's death, but he tuned in today, and he's like, oh, Marvin Hagler, I was a big fan of him back in boxing's heyday. And I said, yep, they got him with the vaccine. And he responded, and he said, no, they got him with the propaganda first. And that is so key to all of this. That's why InfoWars is on air, folks. That's like the sword that we wield. That's like the ultimate burden. We don't want you to fall for the propaganda to be afraid of COVID. We don't want you to fall for the propaganda to be afraid of the flu. We don't want you to fall for the propaganda to go out there and take a potentially deadly, never been tested on humans before, DNA modification therapy vaccine. So we're combating their propaganda, and that's the battle. Hey, we're wielding our sword of truth versus the sword of the corrupt deep state, secret government, whatever you want to call it, mainstream news. Well, they got Hagler. They won that battle. And now Hagler's soul hopefully is in heaven with the Creator. But so, see, this is the propaganda. Oh, Obama took the shot. George Bush took the shot. Don't you know all your famous celebs took the shot? Of course, they're probably not actually getting the shot. It's probably a fake shot. Or like I forget where it was. It was some hospital. Someone's like, okay, fine, we'll force all our people to get a shot. And then they just gave them nothing. It was fake. They admitted it. They're like, yeah, we faked giving them the shot. We don't actually want them to take the shot. It's deadly. But see, there's the propaganda. Oh, be afraid of COVID. Be deathly afraid of COVID. It's the deadliest thing ever. Oh, boy, I'm really afraid of COVID. Then they crash your economy. And now that they have you in fear, in the grips of fear. See, look, that woman didn't even get a vaccine. It's all fake. They know the damn thing's deadly. There's nothing even in it. They don't even try to fake it good. They think you're that stupid. And for most, sadly, for most people, they are. Not you in this audience, obviously, but. So, you see how it works? It's true, though. They hit you with the propaganda first, and then once you accept it, once you consume it, then you'll do anything they want. You'll do a swab up your nose. You'll do a swab up your butt just to see if you got COVID, which is 99.99999% survivable. So the big lie that, oh, it's going to kill you if you get it, that was a big lie. That doesn't matter now. The big lie of all these cases, it turns out the tests were fraudulent. No, that doesn't matter now. The big lie, it's the deadliest pandemic ever. Death rate didn't go up a single percent. Now the big lie. After they sold you that big lie and you bought that big lie, now the big lie is the vaccine is safe and effective. Nope, it's killing thousands of people. They even admit it. That's just what we know of, that it's killing thousands of people. So that's the next big lie. So that's why InfoWars is here, to fight that propaganda. I would not get that vaccine, folks. And I would never live in fear of a TV media narrative.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
March is here, and we're running a special for only 1 week. Store-wide free shipping up to 50% off on our best-selling items. Free shipping on storable food till this next Saturday, and 10% off. Do you have any idea that most of the cost of storable food is the shipping? That is the best deal ever. Only till this Saturday. Survival Shield X2, the good halogen, 50% off. Turbo Force, the 10-hour clean energy, 40% off. Ultra 12, the best vitamin B12 out there. Take it out of the tongue. It's incredible. 50% off. All of it free shipping. Huge deals on gravity-fed water filters. Amazing deals on all of our products. I'll be frank with you. Stuff's so bad, things are so out of control. I'm trying to sell them everything so we actually have funds inside our coffers to keep operating if they shut our shopping carts down. We're under a major globalist attack, not because we're the enemy, but because we're standing between you and the globalists. The globalists want to bankrupt you. They want to enslave you. They want to depopulate you. They want to force inoculate you. Fund InfoWars, and we'll take action against them in the fight.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
So, in Texas last week, the governor of Texas revoked a mandate that he never had the legal right to enforce, or anybody to enforce anyway, of forcing you to wear a face mask and breathe in your own carbon dioxide emissions. Totally unhealthy, plus the mask spreads disease, but I digress. So it's been a bit of a bugaboo here in town with the mask thing, and specifically across the state of Texas. And so you have a woman that was arrested because she refused to wear a mask at a Bank of America. So now it's just become the globalist corporations enforcing the corporate government versus the actual will of you, the individual, the sovereign citizen, or even the will now of your local government. So this is the introduction of the corporate government. The same people own everything, and they are forcing you to wear a mask. They were behind the fake pandemic. They own the media, and now they own all the corporations. So they're going to force you to wear a mask. And so now you have to find out where you can go in town that's not going to make you wear the face diaper and muzzle you and let you breathe clean air, or at least have the option. And so here is the report from Galveston, Texas, where a nice lady refuses to wear a face mask, stands up for herself, and then gets arrested on the ground by police.
Vinzi Crivelli is live on the island tonight, where an arrest warrant has been filed for a woman after she refused to wear a mask inside of a bank. Vincent?
Pause it right here. This is one of the most pathetic things about the media here locally in Texas. No, put that screen back up, guys. They love promoting the mask. I don't get it. I really don't get it. And here's what it comes down to. It used to be that you know, street reporters and journalists, we, you know, it used to be they liked to get their hands dirty. They liked to go against the grain. That was kind of what separated them, that, you know, they were rebellious in a way. Now it's the most conformist industry in the world is being a media reporter. That's why InfoWars stands out above the rest, because we're the least conformist. When everyone else is a total conformist, we're the exact opposite. So you'll notice all the local news stations here in Austin and in Texas, they love the mask. They love promoting COVID. It's their number one story every night. And it's so bad, they have the mask in their logo. Put it back on screen. The mask is in their logo. How pathetic is that? So let's go back to the report.
Yeah, Christine, we spoke with a woman at the center of all this. But first, I want to show you guys the compelling body camera footage of the incidents.
Compelling. A woman dares to be free.
People, this is what they do to you.
Detectives say yesterday, 65-year-old Terry Wright chose not to wear a mask inside of a Bank of America that requires one. This is how the situation ended, but let's go back to where things started.
So if that's who leaves, you have to leave.
That's a police officer talking.
My money's in the bank, and I'm going to take it out.
Then the pair argued over whether the bank was a private or public place. Wright claimed it was public, and she didn't have to wear a mask.
Ma'am, listen, we're going to do this the easy way or the hard way.
What are you going to do, arrest me?
Yes, for intruding on premises.
That's hilarious.
Let's fast forward a couple seconds. Now the officer is telling Wright he wants her to go outside and pulls out his handcuffs. That's when things escalated.
You cannot touch me. Who do you think you are?
Point 10, one
assistant. Back up. Some old lady is getting handcuffed here.
Now pause it. So she's trying to leave the building. She's cooperative. She's nice. Oh, by the way, it's such a deadly pandemic. Guys, go back to the video. Such a deadly pandemic. You know, 6 feet of social distance, wear the mask. But the officer has no problem mauling her in this Bank of America. Oh, what happened to social distance? She doesn't have a mask. Are you going to die from COVID? No, it's all fake. But you still enforce the law anyway. So it's going to be real tough to do back the blue the more you see this, because this is pathetic. This officer is pathetic. What a sad excuse for a man arresting a 65-year-old lady because she dares speak the truth and live her own life. So, guys, go back to the point where she's getting arrested. And she's in there telling the people, like, hey, the mask is stupid. Why are we doing this? Take your mask off. And look at the pathetic American standing there letting this woman be harassed by a police officer. Pathetic. This is just such a pathetic display on so many levels. Go back to the report.
With one hand behind her back, she had more fight.
Stop resisting. Stop.
Eventually, she did stop and became compliant.
Ayúdame, por favor.
That's when things got a little weird.
Are you trying to speak Spanish to people?
I do speak Spanish.
Okay, well, stand up.
And she did stand up and was taken away in a cop car.
I think wearing a mask is absolutely ridiculous. So I don't know why people aren't waking up. I really don't. It's a pandemic.
That's Terry Wright. She's voicing her side of the story.
My civil rights were violated. I do not. There is no law that says I have to wear a mask. None whatsoever.
Ah, but there's a corporate government, see? They don't have to write laws. They rule by fiat, by dictate.
Refuse me access unless I put a face diaper on.
Behind your back. And Wright went on to say that every bone in her body now hurts. Again, Wright has not been arrested. However, arrest warrants have been filed.
Wow. We got her. We did it. Protect and serve. All right. 6 feet social distance, but I maul you onto the ground in a Bank of America. So Terry Lynn Wright is an American treasure and an American hero. And she'll probably go to jail for it. She'll probably get demonized, fired from her job if she has one. Tormented by local media. And notice how not a single person stands up to her defense. And they just let this cop manhandle this 65-year-old lady. These people are pathetic. And so this is the strangest part, you know, this is one of the stranger things about living in the world. You think you're walking around with fellow humans. You're not. You're not. You are outnumbered by the brainwashed alien zombie hordes. And it's events like this that display that sad reality. There's probably about 10 people in that bank, and you have workers and the security guard, and not a single person comes to this woman's defense. Not a one. Not a one. Talk about customer service. Nobody can even step up and say, hey, can we let this lady leave in peace, please? Nope, they can't even do that. And don't you love this? They have, there's your social distance on the floor. They've got their little social distance marker on the floor as the cop is manhandling this lady. No social distance, no gloves on his hand, just grabbing her up and down, pummeling her. It just shows how the whole thing is theater, folks. The entire thing is political theater, and it's being used to take away our freedoms and conquer us, and not a single person dares stand up against it. And, you know, this is what I say to people now. Oh, yeah, I don't want to enforce the mask. Oh, okay, I'm just doing my job. You know, there's a famous political movement. There's a historical group of people that was the excuse. What am I thinking of here? Oh, I'm just doing my job. I'm just doing my job. How do we get to that point? Oh, I'm just doing my job. What was the name of them? I can't quite put it. But there was some group out there, and that was the excuse. I was just doing my job. How can I get that bad? They were just doing their job. And then they figure out what you're talking about. Obviously, the Nazis. And these people are behaving like Nazis when you throw a 65-year-old woman into a cop car because she doesn't want to wear a mask. Oh, and she's supposedly the most at-risk individual. Yeah, it's a rude awakening being in a position like that and having to realize in live time you're one of the last humans remaining on Earth. Everyone else is a mind slave. Everyone else is a walking zombie slave. And your desire to be free, your desire to live in reality, does not resonate with your fellow humans. They are gone. So, yeah, it's not a pleasant thing to try to be free in America anymore. You are now the most free thinkers are the most discriminated group of people in the United States of America today. Free thinkers are the most discriminated and hated group of people in the United States today. And it's videos like that that prove it. And this is going worldwide. And again, another example. Headline from the Daily Mail. Ranting customer brand sandwich shop staff Nazis after they ask him to wear a face mask. You're all Nazis, he screams. You're all traitors to your country as they tell him to wear a face mask. This was in Lee's Sandwich Shop in Oklahoma City. And it's the same thing. Everybody in there staring. By the way, there's no mask mandate in Oklahoma. Unless you're a service worker, I think, is the thing now. But, oh, see, he's in there saying, look at what they're doing. Nobody comes to his aid. Everyone bullies him, laughs at him. Again, you realize in that moment, you're one of the last humans alive. You are in zombiosis land. You are in mind slave topia. You come out as a free thinker. You fight against this tyranny. You find that out real quick. Sidewalks way too crowded. Las Vegas Strip flooded with tourists as capacity limits ease. Yeah, the Austin streets were flooded with traffic. Thousands of people out drinking. Nobody wearing masks. No spread. No spread. Myself, none of my friends. We're all feeling fine today. The whole thing's fake. But no, be a good slave.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.